Park City planner Francisco Astorga says the Planning Commission will discuss and possibly vote on some land management code amendments affecting three components in the lower Park Avenue area, which is the HRM, or Historic Residential Medium Density District.
The zoning district extends from approximately 15th down to 13th on Park Avenue, so it's both sides of the street, and then only on the east side from 13th down to 10th. And these possible LMC changes include open space, a deviation in lesser setbacks through a conditional use permit to be reviewed by the Planning Commission, and then we've got also an incentive for affordable housing.
While Astorga doesn't name the specific project, the code changes would positively affect the Green Park co-housing project, which has been held up in the process by challenges related to the possible code amendments. The first component, says Astorga, is related to open space in a development project. Currently, any new multi-unit development containing four or more units within the historic residential district must have 60% open space.
To be consistent with the rest of the code, specifically for MPDs, that's a master plan development, in areas that can be identified as redevelopment, the MPD open space requirement is 30%. So we do want to be consistent with that.
He says they've identified many sites within the district that would be affected by a code change.
We've identified 73 sites within the district. 27 of those sites are historic, 4 are vacant, and we have more of the specific numbers related to sites that have access off Sullivan Road, sites that are currently eligible for a multi-unit building, as the minimum lot size for such use is 5,625 square feet. So we provided additional analysis that we could really pinpoint which sites would be affected by this specific change.
Secondly, says Astorga, the commission will consider possible exceptions to setbacks for new construction, not only additions to historic buildings in the district, as is currently in the code.
We have identified that in the HRM, because it's a higher density, that medium density, you could have multiple buildings on a single lot of record, such as a condominium or an apartment complex. And therefore, we would prefer to have more room in separation between that historic structure and that new construction. So because we have that exception already for additions to historic structures, we would like to add the same exception to simply new construction on that same lot.
And third, an amendment may be approved that, in essence, rewards affordable housing in the area.
We're saying that when the development consists of 50% or more deed-restricted affordable housing units per our current codes and regulations, that those specific projects don't have to comply with strict regulations for access off Sullivan Road.
That's Park City planner Francisco Astorga. Park City Planning Commission meets Wednesday in work session at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.